An activist behind the Occupy movement says he's done with protest marches. Micah White is his name. 6 years ago, White and a friend at the anti-consumerist magazine Adbusters called for a million-man march on Wall Street. Their march against corporate control and inequality became Occupy Wall Street and then a global movement. That was then. Now, he says, opponents of President Trump should learn from Occupy's failure and run for local office. White decided to do that himself in rural Oregon. NPR's Eric Westervelt asked how it's going.
Micah White stands in the sunlight along the Nehalem River in Oregon's gorgeous North Coast Range. He sounds these days more like a marketing rep for a tourism office than the revolutionary who helped spark a global protest movement against inequality and corporate greed.
Oh, it's so nice here. You can basically just kayak from here all the way down to Wheeler. There's this really good salmon fishing right here.
Occupy Nehalem, Oregon, population 280. We walk together through the one traffic light downtown with 10 or so locally owned small businesses. Hal's Emporium boasts dollarish bargains. There's Buttercups, Chowders, and ice cream.
What's so great about Nehalem is that as an activist, you can't use the other tactics. There's no big businesses here. These are all my neighbors. You can't block traffic.
White now sees those other tactics, including mass street protests and sit-ins, as ineffectual, counterproductive even. White moved to Nehalem from Berkeley with his wife and young son. In the kitchen of his small home here, he tells me Occupy, as well as more recent demonstrations, keep repeating the same mistakes, fetishizing the pageantry of protest and confusing online social marketing with real change.
Success now has become something like getting a lot of people to hear about my meme. We have become obsessed with the spectacle of street protest, and we have started to ignore the reality that we are getting no closer to power. I mean, you would think that with the triumph of Trump, there would be a fundamental reassessment among activists. But there hasn't been. You know, they've just doubled down on the same behaviors.
White now encourages any progressive angry at President Trump, go local and small to foster big change. Create progressive pockets of power. Organize. Put down the protest sign. Pick up the city budget. Zoning is sexy.
First, we got the, call to order, the Pledge of Allegiance. And then we're going to do the roll call, see how many guests.
White reads the agenda for an upcoming council meeting posted on the door of City Hall.
And the Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan.
White now envisions an internet-enabled people's revolution rising up from rural America. Last November, he put his theory into practice and ran for mayor. He got crushed. But exactly how he lost says something about America's divisions along lines of class, place, and race. The cornerstone of his first-time campaign was making government more responsive. He held open community meetings to hear concerns.
It was like the first time, I think, that people from across the political spectrum who live in this tiny town sat in the same room together and debated things like, change is happening in our community, how do we navigate it?
Where'd your friend go? She took off.
But some residents say the gatherings White called people's associations felt like awkward experiments.
He came out swinging with this big laundry list of unrealistic ideas.
That's Tracy Curtis at Nehalem's Bayway Tavern. She says his ideas to use the city's roughly $700,000 budget surplus for anti-poverty and education programs struck many here as preachy and imprudent.
That's not the way you make friends in a small town. I think he's just using our town as a stepping stone in a petri dish.
Micah White says as a black man moving to a small, rural, overwhelmingly white Oregon town, he was prepared for challenges, even prejudice. But then things got really weird. White admits he didn't see the whole devil-worshipping fake news rumor coming.
When it came down to their neighbors saying, well, I heard he's a Satanist, my base wasn't strong enough to stand up and say, no, he's not a Satanist. You know, he's a good guy.
An anti-Micah campaign cropped up, complete with signs and T-shirts reading, Keep Nehalem, Nehalem. But it got worse. When White sent out a Micah for Mayor text blast to registered voters, one resident wrote back a racial slur, telling him to pack his bags. On Election Day, Micah White got 36 votes. His opponent, incumbent William Dillard Jr., got 139 votes.
It's awkward and painful, and you're a black guy living in rural Oregon talking about revolution, and one out of five people really gets it and loves it. But 80% don't. Do they want you to leave? Yes, they want you to leave.
At the local tavern, resident Susie Groover was blunt.
Nobody wants him here. He's trying to destroy our town.
Micah White is undeterred. He sees his ill-fated mayoral run as an instructive failure, just like Occupy Wall Street. And he plans to keep on testing his rural populist plan to engage with the right and try to gain local power.
We have to do this. You know, there is no other option. I mean, we could have large-scale marches for every year of Trump's presidency. It would do nothing.
Or, White says, we can figure out how the people can own and not just occupy City Hall. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Nehalem, Oregon.